Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentwin, and this is for February day 13. Very fittingly, since this is a Friday the 13th, the subject is superstitions. I'm not sure that I'm particularly superstitious, because, I don't know, whatever superstitions that I know of, they generally, I can't remember of any ever becoming true, and also they seem to vary from country to country, and I'm kind of I'm thinking, well, if you know something's particularly lucky or unlucky, surely shouldn't that be the same in every country? And so there are the ones, for instance, that certain numbers are lucky. In Germany, for instance, the 3 and the 7 are lucky, which is why in Grimm's fairy tales, you always get things always come in either 3s or in sevens. I can't talk anymore. 13 is unlucky. So I know my mum always said, you know, you have to avoid having 13 around the dinner table. So that's unlucky. Shooting stars, I remember, they always seem to be lucky. I don't know anywhere where that's not a lucky thing. The Germans do a lot of touch on wood, but that's more like a joke. If you want something to be true, but you kind of know it isn't, or you want it to become true, you kind of go touch on wood. But very often, if people can't find any wood around them, they touch their own head as a joke. I don't know, is this an English thing as well? But in German, and Holzkopf, so someone whose head is made of wood, is a stupid person. So you're kind of saying, oh, I'm this stupid, I can use my own head because it's made of wood. So yeah, it's just a facetious thing more than anything. Oh, and I never thought anything about of opening an umbrella inside the house to dry it until I came to England, and I was told that that's terribly unlucky, apparently. So I think for Germans it's just more a practical thing, because most of them live in flats, so if you don't open the umbrella inside and put it in the bathtub to dry off, then you'd never get it dry. So yeah, I hadn't heard that one before. We do have a black cat. So first it was seeing any black cat is unlucky, and then it was more of a, well, it depends which way the black cat is going, von links nach rechts dann pechts. So if it's going from the left to the right, that's unlucky, von rechts nach links gelingt. But if it's going from the right to the left, that is actually lucky. So yeah, and I'm not sure I believe in this, because I don't know. I think it just depends on your mindset. If you see the black cat crossing the road in one way, and you think from now on everything's going to go badly that day, then that's probably what's going to happen, because that's what your mindset is, and you're expecting things to go wrong, and that's probably how you will react to anyone around you and to anything that happens, and you think you'll have a really bad day. But if you don't think about it, you'll probably be a lot more positive about it. There is one thing with the mirror. I think breaking a mirror, 7 years of bad luck, there we go again, the 7, very important number. That's breaking a mirror, you know, that I'm thinking that probably had its origin back in the olden days when mirrors were very expensive. So if you broke a mirror, that probably was very unlucky, because you wouldn't be able to replace it for a very long time. And all that's left these days is breaking a mirror is unlucky. Well, yeah, it would have cost them a lot of money, but all we know about this now is that it's sort of become a myth. It's just an unlucky thing to do, but nobody really knows what's going to happen. So I think a lot of these have their origin long ago, either that or in some kind of belief, and nobody really remembers why anymore. But we can still take them as superstitions. Having said that, the other part of the question was premonitions and deja vu. I get deja vu a lot, but that's because I'm a very visual person, so I do remember places and events very much by what was around me at the time. So if I have deja vu, then I probably have been to that place before or to somewhere that looked similar. But I do know that I read recently, apparently there's a man who has deja vu all the time and something is misfiring in his brain. Something's not working correctly. So there seems to be something that goes on in the brain to create this deja vu. Premonitions, yeah, I get a bad feeling every now and then. Luckily nothing's come true yet. I'm fully prepared to admit that there are probably things that we don't know enough about. Sometimes it's really odd that I'm kind of secretly hoping for something, or I'm just kind of thinking, oh, wouldn't it be good if this happened? And then it does happen, and I think, blimey, that's really odd. How did that work? That happens every now and then. And it's strange, and I can't explain it. But I know that the mind is a powerful thing. My daughter, for instance, had nightmares, and then I saw a dream catcher, and I remembered this old thing about, you catch your dreams. A friend of mine had one, and I bought her a dream catcher in her favourite colour, turquoise, if you must know. And we hung it up above her bed and explained the story to her, the legend, and how the bad dreams would be caught in it. And guess what? She didn't have any bad dreams from then on. And then when she started having bad dreams again, I just took the dream catcher off the wall, shook it out over the dustbin to shake out all the bad dreams, and I put it back on the wall. And she was fine again. So I think the mind is a very powerful thing, and what you believe in, and anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Oh yeah, I just remembered something else. Sometimes I get a really weird feeling, like I know something's wrong but I can't put my finger on it, and it's just a really odd feeling of something's going on but I don't know what. But I know it's nothing superstitious, it's just some detail that I've picked up that I don't know at the time, but later on it'll become clear and I know, it was because of that, it was because of a piece of conversation I picked up, it was something that I saw. It's like reading a detective novel, and you kind of know, but you don't know why you know. Does that make sense? Simon's looking at me and not looking convinced. But yeah, I do get that, and I always say I can't put my finger on it, but I have this feeling. But yeah, that's not supernatural. I think that's just, my brain making connections that I'm not even aware of. But it usually becomes clear afterwards, and then I always know why, because then I always go, that's why. Don't I, darling?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, see, there you go, all confirmed. Right, now I'm really going. Bye.